we got our acting together a little bit better in the second half and managed to just get our nose in front and keep it there. So, again, we'll look at things, but, you know, we've come off for 2 months of hard rugby and, you know, we're not making excuses, but, you know, when players do step up to this mark, they've got to prove to us that they can do it, and then we'll give them the opportunity in the Aviva. But, you know, a closely fought game, and, you know, I think they deserve their 2 points, one for the within seven and one for the bonus point try.
Did you have to sort of jump a little bit at half time? Was it? Because, I mean, as you say, I mean, you've had so many high profile, high intense games over the last few weeks. I suppose it's inevitable sometimes that.
No, we physically weren't in it in the first half. We were soft. And Dan Braid did the team talk at half time. The coaches didn't go in. It was down to Dan to sort that physicality side of things out, and it got progressively better. So, you know, we go to Welford Road next week and, you know, see if we can get something out of that, and it stands us in the group pretty well going through. Yeah. And again, this competition is important for us, and that's why we put a spine of the team like we did today, because when you're in the Heineken Cup and the group we're in, it's difficult to win games. And the Premiership, as we know, is a hard competition to win games. So, you know, a win's a win, and it does give us some confidence, and a bonus point win will set us up for next week.
The message over this next couple of weeks, the lads you've brought in said, right, listen, you've got a couple of weeks now to show me you deserve to be in that Premiership team when the next comes round.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Josh Beaumont today to him was outstanding, and he put his hand up and said, pick me. Again, we've done a lot of work in the week with our line out, and that showed massive progression. So, you know, we can continue to do that in the week and look forward to going to Leicester.
Good minutes for Dan and Sammy as well coming along.
Yeah, they've not played a lot, so we want, you know, Matt Jones as well. So we wanted to get them as much game time as we can. Looking forward to London Irish, Quins and Newcastle in the next month.
I mean, you mentioned Josh there, Dimes. I mean, all along, you know, the last couple of years, remember, you've been really sort of enthusiastic about how good a player he could be.
Yeah.
He's had injuries, hasn't he? But he's looking like a real, real complete player now.
Yeah, he's a great lad. He listens, he understands the game. He's got a good pedigree.
Yeah.
And that's shown today. You know, he called the line-outs first time. It was cool. I think we only lost one line-out, which is, you know, good for us this year because we've not been too hot in that area. And he was good when he went to the back of the scrum. You know, off the back, he's composed and he's got a big future.
He's got that physical presence about him too, hasn't he?
Well, no, you know, all credit to us. They come to play and did.
And so, I mean, the way you look at it now, Dan, in terms of next week at Leicester, is it going to be like a similar group of players you're thinking of?
Yeah. Dave Seymour will come back in, Magnus Lund will come back in, Mike Patterson will come back in, and one or two of the other lads will have a rest. You know, but apart from that, you know, it'll be. Thought Sam James did well when he came on.
I was going to say, yeah.
So Sam might get a run out next week.
Yeah, just what you wanted really all round, then, I guess.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we're not happy with the performance, but we've got a bonus point winning. We move on from that.